And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of September, 2009. The anniversary of the incorporation of Google on this day, 1998. Google, the brainchild of two PhD students at Stanford, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who designed a search engine that was different from others. Instead of giving you results based on how many times your search term appeared on a web page, they created software that would figure out how many times each relevant website was linked to from other relevant websites and sorted those and then laid them out for you, all on a simple screen. Google, incorporated in 1998, now an incredibly powerful and profitable company, reported a revenue of $5.52 billion in the second quarter of this year. And in June of 2006, Google added to the Oxford English Dictionary as a verb. It's the birthday of Richard Wright, born on a plantation near Natchez, Mississippi, 1908. His father, a sharecropper, his mother, a schoolteacher. The boy did well in school, moved to Chicago, started writing, published a collection of short stories. And then in 1940, the novel Native Son, which was a bestseller, made him famous, and also his memoir Black Boy, 1945. Moved his family to France, had an apartment in Paris, lived there until his death in 1960. It's the birthday of Asa Earl Carter, born in Anniston, Alabama, 1925, who wrote under the pseudonym Forrest Carter a book called The Education of Little Tree, a memoir about being raised by Cherokee grandparents. The book got great reviews, became a Book of the Month Club pick. Sales were good, won a Book of the Year award in 1991, was on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list, and then the New York Times exposed Forrest Carter as Asa Earl Carter, who was not Cherokee, not Native American, who was a racist and a segregationist, a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, wrote speeches for George Wallace. And yet the book, The Education of Little Tree, is still regularly taught in schools as a lesson in tolerance. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal, entitled And Here You Are. It's such a relief to see the woman you love walk out the door some nights, for it's 10 o'clock, and you need your 8 hours of sleep, and one glass of wine has been more than enough. And as for lust, well, you can live without it most days. And you are glad, too, that the Ukrainian masseuse you see every Wednesday is not in love with you and has no plans to be, for it's the pain in your back you need relief from most, not that ambiguous itch. And the wild successes of your peers no longer bother you, nor do your unresolved religious cravings, nor the general injustice of the world. No, there's very little that bothers you these days when you turn first to the obituaries, second to the stock market, then, after a long pause, to the book review. You are becoming a good citizen. You do your morning exercises, count your accumulated blessings. Thank the Lord there's a trolley just outside your door your girlfriend can take back home to her own bed. And here you are. It is morning. You are alone. Every little heartbeat is yours to cherish. The future is on fire with nothing but its own kindling. And whatever it is that's burning in its flames isn't you. And now you will take a shower. And this is it. A poem by Michael Blumenthal, And Here You Are, from his collection And, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.